You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you are standing still, then you are not celebrating Earth's birthday! That's as far as it fucking goes! So bring it forward and bang your fucking head!
We will survive! This is the way! Never live! Where is your fucking head?
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 48, coming to you from Irkstock here at the Valve Bar at Tempe. It's been an absolutely awesome night so far. We're just getting on to the metal with Gutter Tactic and also Foundry Road now. But first, I've got two bands for the price of one. We have Smoke and Mirrors and Vanity Riots. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So we'll just pass the microphone around. I want it back, and just introduce yourselves, what band you're in and what you do.
Hi, I'm Emmy, and I'm in Smoke and Mirrors, and I sing the vocals.
Hi, I'm Monica from Vanity Riots, the vocalist.
I play guitar for Vanity Riots. I write riffs, and more riffs.
I'm the drummer in Vanity Riots.
Jace.
I'm Dave from Vanity Riots, and I try and play bass.
I'm Irk from Irk FM.
I'm Matt, the guy that gets drunk and takes his shirt off on stage for Smoke and Mirrors.
I'm Alex from Woi Woi. I play guitar in Smoke and Mirrors.
Tell people that, Alex.
Horrible.
Sam, drum, Smoke and Mirrors.
So, who wants to start? What an epic event it has been so far.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been bloody epic. We're all a little bit tipsy.
You're the only one.
We should be. It's Irk's birthday, so we're all celebrating.
We are indeed. Now, you guys were on first and second, respectively, Smoke and Mirrors and Vanity Riots. You guys raised the bar for the entire evening.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. It's always a hard act to follow, coming after Smoke and Mirrors, and they were on absolute fire tonight. So we really had to step up, I think.
No, all of the bands have been mind-blowing. Just we've had three really strong female-fronted bands to start off the night, so yeah, it's been amazing.
I'm not sure if we raised the bar, but I think we went to the bar before we played.
A couple of times.
See what you did there.
So, since the last time that we spoke, what have Smoke and Mirrors been up to?
We've been hitting the studio and recording our very first EP. Called Set to Ignite, and really, we're really excited about it. We just finished the very first track today, so yeah, we could be releasing that very soon.
And what have Vanity Riots been up to?
We're just rehearsing at the moment for our next, for the shows that we've had, and our next show's September 7th. So we've just been rehearsing, and we're looking to demo up some of our new songs because we actually have a bit of a lineup change coming up. Unfortunately, Gali has to go back to his hometown of Indonesia.
Why?
But,
Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, it's the right thing for him to do, and we're all supporting him. So we're actually going to demo up our new songs, which we're excited about, to get that finally recorded. And yeah.
Come alive.
Yeah.
So for each of you, if you had to say what an event like Irkstock is like, what's Irkstock like? What do you get from something like this?
Energetic and full of great people, so, and great bands obviously as well. It's just it's been a good night with just a great promotion and lots of fans coming.
It's good to play with lots of other people. I enjoy doing that a lot. Okay. What beers, woi woi. That's it. Love it.
He's normally you.
I've gotten a sore neck out of it, but it's been pretty fun.
I think the best thing about Irkstock is just all the support for all the bands. Like, it's such a good vibe. Everybody's just here to have a good time and support good music. It's just
everyone's friends. It's just like hanging out with your friends, yeah. But like a whole lot of them, and drinking, and you know, you get to play as well, so that's always a good thing. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun. Really relaxed.
At Oakstock, you will expect good music. Good music.
Good food.
And
you ate like 6 plates of food before.
I know. Yeah. I have Red Bull.
He's trying to get all the Australian pub food he can before he goes.
Pubby food.
Yeah.
It's just really fun, like just hanging out with all the bands and just drinking and playing and yeah, everything. Fucking good. Yeah.
Bunch of mates, yeah. Sefton Playhouse after this, guys?
No.
I've got a hotel room up the road. We can pretend that's a Sefton Firehouse.
We played together a couple of months ago. We all went to Sefton afterwards, and me and Em got these like super cool stripper hats. So I'm repping mine tonight. Yeah,
it's true. I forgot mine. But the worst thing was, me and Mom were so excited when we bought these hats from the bar, and then we put them on, and then
this was a deal.
It was like $10 each, and then the second came up and was like, you have to take them off or you have to leave.
Yeah.
What? We bought them from you, and he was like, no, take them off or else you're out.
We weren't allowed to wear their own souvenir hats in the club, so.
Now I can understand us guys here having that problem, but you ladies, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we usually can get away with, you know, that sort of thing.
Cleavage, that's why.
I don't know about you. I got groped several times.
Oh my god!
I'm not a stripper, but.
Strip and get out.
Nah, we had fun.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun.
Does that mean you were showing enough cleavage?
I was. Yeah. I've
been shaved up there and everything. tell us about the song, both songs that you dedicated to me tonight. What songs did you dedicate?
Well, we decided to throw in a cover of Toxic by Britney Spears, which we dedicated to you today. We weren't going to play it because there's a lot of female fronted bands that have covered that lately, but we thought, why not? Something that everyone knows. So yeah, we rocked it up, put the double kicks in there. Breakdowns. Oh yeah.
Made it brutal.
Yeah.
That was probably the most brutal cover of that song ever.
Oh, thanks.
It was awesome. I think we actually dedicated two songs tonight. One of them was Crazy Horse, which is just a tradition because it's Ert's favourite song of ours. And I think he actually participated in performing a bit of the vocals, which was very impressive. And also we covered Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith from the soundtrack of Wayne's World 2, which was challenging because Steve Tyler is just a one in a million vocalist and does crazy like voice stuff.
Nailed that bit, the like that bit.
Like, I don't know his moves though. He does like the craziest moves, and I could have tried it, but no.
Are there actually words there, or is it just?
No, I was just making lots of like retarded noises.
And also you had the medley, and I heard a bit of a sha na 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 in there as well.
I can neither confirm nor deny that accusation.
She doesn't even remember our set. I don't know why you're asking her.
Where are we?
Who are all you people? So finally, before we go, if you could name one highlight of the night so far, considering that we've just had Hard as Nails, and then we've got Gutter Tactic on, and then Foundry Road. One highlight for each of you.
Highlight. Matt's shirt off. Top highlight. I was going to take mine off, but I thought after that I can't do it now. Too many rolls.
I was a little let down. I was expecting yours to come off and, you know, had like half a chub going, but...
I haven't trained much lately, so it's no
point.
It's a
forest in there, man.
it's right here, so it's just... My highlight was the Hard as Nails drum solo. Very good. Very impressive.
Speaking of the Hard as Nails drum solo, I'll be talking about that when I talk to Hard as Nails next, but I have a piece of Reese's drum kit.
Yeah, no, actually, I have to give him my stand because he broke that one.
Oh my gosh, it's really actually
saved the day.
Snapped right off there, Jesus.
Oh my god.
That is how brutal he is.
Yeah.
He destroyed his cymbal stand.
I'll get that.
So we'll talk to Reese about how he actually did that in a moment, but highlight, apart from seeing, you know, broken drum kits.
Okay, highlight for me. Ready? My guitar solo!
Yay!
A couple of them.
Yours was way better than yours.
No, I'm better.
I love you, Lefty.
My favourite was the Smoke and Mirrors medley, because every single song is like one of my favourite songs in the world, so that was sweet.
Yeah, very good taste, mine. Look, the whole night has been bloody mind-blowing, but for me, it's probably Hard as Nails' cover of The Trooper by Iron Maiden, because it was just so unexpected but freaking hectic. And everybody was just moshing and going hard, so yeah, it was awesome.
I'd have to say this interview has been the most entertaining part. Fucking hilarious. If you didn't know how sick every one of these cunts are.
I love it that there's about 50,000 watts of equipment and guitars and people. And every
50,000 watts of people.
That's hectic. That's it. I listen to that. Crikey.
Mine's got to be a mix I think my highlight has to be a mix between the Toxic cover and the Trooper cover from Hard as Nails and from Vanity Riots. Both were awesome. The Trooper was just awesome, and Toxic was just fucking brutal. That was wicked. The breakdown was fucking sick.
Awesome. So let's go in and enjoy some gutter tactic. I'm not sure if they're actually going to let me back in with this or not. But tell us, how do we find you guys online?
www.vanityriots.com.
And we're facebook.com/smokin'mirrors, and there's no G in smokin'.
Fuck.
Thanks, guys. Vanity Riot, Smoke and Mirrors. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Happy birthday!
Oh, hang on. Yeah. The man himself is here.
Hey, Reese, I hope you don't punch your boyfriend that hard.
Tell us, Reese.
In the butt.
Reese.
Well, okay, so
it's long and hard.
It's long and hard and broken, but it's not nothing Viagra can't fix. No, what Irk is holding in his hand is my cymbal stand that I broke debuting our new song, The Leader. So I've decided to give it to him as a birthday present.
So we'll hear from Hard as Nails in the next break. Absolutely awesome. Vanity Riot, Smoke and Mirrors, Reese. Thanks, dudes.
Except to breath and count to 10.
Destroy apocalypse and burn.
Girl named Mary. That's when things go.
Welcome back to Erkstock. This is Erkfm Metal Monday, episode 48. I'm feeling a bit secondhand because I was in the mosh pit for Garter Tactic and I accidentally got headbutted. So I'm feeling a bit secondhand. But some guys who aren't feeling secondhand, well, apart from part of Reese's drum kit, is Hard as Nails. Hi, guys.
Hey. How you going?
Good.
How are you?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Now, this is the first time that I've actually managed to get all four of you together for an interview.
Without me raving on for over an hour.
Because when was that? Is it November, about October, November 2011, we had a bit of a chat.
Yeah, we did have a bit of a chat and you let me rave on for quite a bit, so... Yeah, I'll make sure I let the boys talk more this time.
So we should introduce ourselves for those of you who don't know who Hard as Nails is.
I'm Izzy V, and I'm the singer-songwriter of the band.
Leon, guitarist.
Mirko, bass player.
Reese, drums.
So how did you guys briefly get together as Hard as Nails?
Leon, I'll let you answer this one.
Oh, look. We kind of, me and Izzy hooked up when we met each other and we started writing some songs, and then we got a few guys on board and now we have what we've got. We've got Mirko on bass, Reese on drums, we've got the tight unit. It's taken 3 years, but you know, now we're full steam ahead.
So what does an event like Erkstock mean for you guys?
Well, it means the opportunity to go nuts, really. I mean, clearly I've done some damage to myself and to the kit. You know, it's all in the favour of putting a smile on your face, mate, so it's well worth it.
You've been a big supporter of ours since we met you over a year ago now, I think.
About that.
So doing this event for you was just, look, it's a way of basically for us to say thank you for all your support. And look, who doesn't like playing for a bit of a birthday shindig, you know, and with all the bands too, it was just awesome. It's been a great night, and look, Roadie Entertainment with Jen Gilbert, who's actual the roadie for our band.
Woo!
Her debut event being Erkstock as well, so it was just a double whammy for us. We got to support her and we got to support you as well, so it's just been a great night.
Mate, we had to let loose and let our hair down. I know Adrian was up there. I know you were up there. You've got a big bump on your head.
Yeah.
Your glasses are still intact, so looking good so far.
Yeah, it was just good, man. It was just good to do a gig and a birthday present for you. It's, you know, you've always been to all our gigs and that, and it was good to do it for you, mate.
I got some awesome birthday presents. Reese, dude. You outdid yourself.
I didn't really know what I was going to do with the broken cymbal stand, so I thought, you know what, I'll give that to Erk. You know, it's long, hard, and broken, but it's nothing some it's nothing some Viagra can't fix, as I mentioned earlier. But there was a little bit of a drum solo in there for Erk as well. You know, I just thought if there's anything I could do. No, it's nothing. You know, fabricated or anything, but it, you know, sentimental value there. I thought I'd give you a bit of a drum solo as to say thank you from my end for everything that you've done for us.
So what did the rest of you think when Reese broke his drum kit?
I wasn't that surprised, actually. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. Yeah, so
pretty much used to it. Put it this way, every time we do a rehearsal there's a pile of sawdust on the floor, and half the time I think it's his drum kit. So he smashes
We're thinking it's the sticks, but half the time it's a drum kit. But yeah, I'm always fabricating and fixing up Reese's drum kit for him.
he's fixed a few of my things. Pun not intended.
We should talk about the song that you guys sung for me and also the song that you wrote for Jen.
Look, we know that Ice Cream is one of your favourites. It's been one that's played on your podcast
Love
as well.
Love hearing you on the mic, Eric.
That was awesome crowd participation.
Yeah, and you've helped me with the vocals a few times at a couple of gigs, so...
Izzy, just think, if ever you're sick and you get laryngitis again, we can get Erk to fill in for us.
That's it. That's exactly right. You know, he knows the vocals.
He knows the words.
That's it, yeah. You know.
That's it.
It'll be like 40 minutes of Ice Cream.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll eventually turn around and go, oh, look, I've broken my kit. What a tragedy. We can't play anymore.
And look, knowing it was your favourite song, it was your favourite song, and that you really enjoy it, you've sang it with me before on stage, and look, rather than the traditional happy birthday, we wanted to do that one for you, yeah, yeah.
Can I just say, in regards to the other song, The Trooper, and a few of the other songs, the first time we played them tonight, and especially between me and Adrian, it's like it was a big ask to play some Iron Maiden, play the Ice Cream, The Gallops, you know how it goes.
Props to you guys.
Wasn't that your idea, Mirko?
It wasn't indeed, mate. It was actually Leon's idea, yeah, so... But yeah, it's a very hard song to play, and well, not so much hard, but very it gets you very, very sore when you finish the song. Yeah,
it's Iron Maiden. It's a classic metal song as well, so it's one of those songs that you kind of you're really under pressure to do well, especially with a lot of our fans who generally are Iron Maiden fans. You know, if you're not going to pull off a song like that well, that you're definitely going to hear about it. But yeah, look, we like to challenge ourselves a little bit, so it was a lot of fun.
We got massive feedback, awesome feedback.
Going from how many people were up front and centre at the stage, they obviously enjoyed that song.
Yeah. I'll just say the night in general has been awesome.
Yeah, man, considering in the nearly 2 years that I've been with the band now, well, a year and a half maybe, out of all the venues that we've played, out of all the gigs that we've done, this is probably the best crowd that we've actually ever played to in terms of, you know, the audience being front, right, centre, crowd participation, you know. It was just awesome. The vibe was fantastic and, you know, props to the sound guy. Yeah.
Something to do with you, Eric.
Yeah, man. We got to take you to all our gigs.
He's been to all of our gigs.
We got to get a suitcase for him.
Pretty much that. If you had to name one highlight from what you've seen tonight.
When I broke my cymbal stand and it nearly decapitated me when it fell off. That was pretty awesome.
I mean, besides the fact that we're playing for you and for your birthday, that was a massive highlight for us, the chance to give something back. But look, also being able to release the roadie song for Jen. I mean, she hassled us for so long to write her a song. And look, we've really got to give Jen props because for the 3 years that we've been the kind of, you know, struggling unsigned band, she's the one person that's always at our gigs. She's a designated driver. She helps us load up. She brings us drinks on stage.
She's just beautiful.
Look, she asked for that song to be written. We put the challenge to her to get the 100 Facebook likes. She got that, you know. She's put the event on. And so being able to do that song for her, for me personally, because I've known her for quite a few years as well, and she's a really good friend of mine, that would have to have been a big highlight for me, was that chance to just be able to show her how much she matters to us, yeah.
Look, for me, it was playing with all the other bands. Smoke and Mirrors set the bar. We had a couple of bands pull out, but we've made a night of it. Smoke and Mirrors set the bar, as I said. And every band since has met that bar and stepped up, and I'm stoked.
Basically, Eric, just for me, mate, it was basically just the crowd all up front and centre. It's never really happened like that for us before. You know, we had everybody, basically the whole venue, right up at the stage with their horns up, and it was just really cool to play to everyone, mate.
So what's coming up for you guys? I know you're taking a little bit of a break.
We're going to have a break for a couple of months. We just want to get a few new tracks into our set, do a little bit of recording as well. A lot of people have been asking us, where's our CD? And I guess that's fair enough. We're coming into our third year now. I mean, Leon and I, since we started the band in 2009, it's been 3 years for us. So I think it's time for a bit of a recording to be done. Look, I'm glad it's taken a little bit longer than maybe what some other bands have taken, because we've really needed to get that sound solid. I think we've got that now. So we'll take this time off now, do a little bit of that, have a bit of a break too. It's been a pretty big year with gigs and stuff. Just get our shit together, really. Yeah.
For me, with this break, it's more... While I've got some airtime to say this, Leon, I want to give you and Izzy a big thank you for the last year and a half. You've been carrying my weight in this band. This break here is also a time for us to take a break, recharge our batteries, so we don't end up stabbing each other, because that's going to happen eventually if we spend too much time with each other.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
It's also time for a drummer to finally get some wheels and not have to rely on the guitarist and the singer. They've gotten packing my kit down to an art. They know how to do it quicker than I do, and that's not a good thing. But with that being said, I'm one of the luckiest drummers alive to have been able to play with such a great bunch of musicians and not have a car. So I'd just like to say thanks to Izzy and Leon for that.
So thanks, guys. It's absolutely awesome. Foundry Road are just kicking off. So let's go in and rock out with those guys.
Hit bang.
Woo!
Take glasses off, Erk.
And happy birthday, Erk.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Choice, bro.
Birthday, mate.
Thanks, dudes.
Well, we've only got 3 more songs left for you, thank fucking God, hey, how about that? This has been a fucking magical night for us. We got invited to come along for Erkstock in February. It was a fucking long time ago. We haven't seen Erk since then. So, us coming in and doing this kind of stuff for Erk, it's a real pleasure for us. So please, give it up for Erk, quick, one more time, please. Way more than I anticipated, but fuck, it was awesome. Looking for 3 more fucking songs for you guys, seriously, tonight. We want you guys to go fucking mental as possible, seriously. We appreciate it if you guys would come forward. Seriously, go nuts, alright? We call this next song Roses. This song is about all you motherfuckers! So we want you to come forward! Let's go fucking right now! Take down the tyrants!
Why we won't go for you?
You know the song, sing with me.
Soon I'll be soon with late. We can make it the rain. Scream out your life. Now die. Now let us ride. With late. Scream out your life.
You guys are out of fucking control tonight. We are having the fucking best time, I swear to God. We got two more songs left for the fucking night. This next song is about zombies. Who fucking likes zombies? Piss fucking poor. Who the fuck likes zombies? No. Alright, motherfuckers. Who the fuck likes zombies? Well, this next song is called Flop! We're fucking about to bring it! We'll be right back.
as you are standing still, then you are not celebrating Earth's birthday. That's as far as the fucking goes. So bring it forward and bang your fucking head.
We will survive. This is the way we never live. We're born of this neighborhood. And I know why we live. But God has
pleasure it has been tonight.
Foundry Road have just finished, and with me we have Chris and Nick from Garter Tactic. Hey guys.
Hey man, how you doing?
You. How's it going, Eric?
If you want the honest truth, I'm dizzy. I got headbutted twice during your set, once during Foundry Road's, and I've had a bit to drink. That's the honest answer. That is the honest answer. Your mosh pit dudes went off.
Oh man, seriously, we were watching the people in front of us just go absolutely mental, and it made us just go harder. It really did. It made us go harder.
Yeah, it just adds to the energy big time. Like, hats off to a few of the people. Tom, Asia, they all know who they are. They rock it out hard every time.
Now, it's been a while since we've actually had you guys on the podcast in person in interview form. It was back at the Annandale, I think, in February. What have you guys been up to since then?
Look, mate, it's been a bit of a cold road leading up from the Annandale. You know, we played a few gigs since then. We've worked on a lot of the EP, which we're still not releasing. But you know, like, it's just one of the things that it's definitely in the works. You know, look, we've been pretty quiet right now, but more or less just trying to friggin' fit everything together, make it tight, make it friggin' sound sick. And I think, well, tonight kind of proved that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you get any snowboarding in, Nick?
I'll be going in this week, well, not this weekend, next weekend, and then Chris and I'll be going again for the first week in September, so that's going to be just brutal. Hopefully Chris doesn't break anything, I'll be fine.
Speaking of brutal, what would have highlight have been for you guys today?
Foundry Road, without a doubt. I've been wanting to see those guys for the longest time, and they rocked out so hard. They blew my mind. Absolutely amazing.
Hang on, you're a Foundry Road virgin, and we didn't explain this because
that's all.
Chris wasn't around when we played Foundry Road, so he's not that well experienced with them. But no, they're a fucking ripping band. Probably the best thing I could take out today was just seeing the crowd's reaction to all the bands. It was great. You couldn't ask for any more.
So what does a night like this mean for you guys?
Look, to be honest, this is, for me personally, this is probably the best gig that we've ever done. It was amazing. We had the crowd up on the stage at some points. A few stage dives there, but it was a fantastic night. And it meant a lot being here tonight. So
I think it really boosted our morale a bit. Next time we're in the studio, we'll just be kings of the world on top of it all.
Now, I first spoke to you guys about this gig way back in February. What were you thinking like today coming to the gig? You know, it's been such a long time for all of us.
Quite nervous.
Well, I contacted you on Facebook because I was just like, I haven't spoken to Irk in like so long. So I thought I'd hit you up on Facebook and say, hey, guy, what's going on, man? It's been a long time, you know what I mean? And coming along, it was an absolute pleasure, mate. Seriously, it really was. Playing with the bands that we got to play with today and the crowd that was going nuts, it was a real pleasure, you know? So
yeah, it was great to be able to play directly before Foundry Road for a change. Usually we're like four bands before them or, you know, on the start of the day. So it was great to be able to directly share the stage with them, pretty much. And to hear the safety dance, I saw that on YouTube from a couple years ago, and yeah, great.
Sickest song, bro. I fucking lost my shit so hard when the safety dance came on. So
everybody
hard.
Everybody look at your pants.
Everybody take off your pants.
One guy actually did. Hi, Emma.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, he just rocked up to the front of the stage. He was just like, blue undies. I was like, yeah, slap that ass.
Sweet.
So coming up for you guys, more gigs, releasing the EP finally?
Yeah, we're going to be focusing on the EP. And then we might have some more gigs coming up in September, maybe a bit further onwards. We haven't actually booked anything yet. But yeah, you'll be seeing a lot more of us, don't worry.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Nick said, we're working on the EP, gig here and there, gig here and what. And, we'll see what GT does.
What was the EP process like for you guys?
Very slow.
Grueling.
Grueling, yes.
Still
a certain person in the band is a bit caught up with family and work, so it took him a while to do his part. But I've now got the tracks and I'm mixing them. Not as we speak, obviously, but...
Yeah, that'd be a bit difficult, Nick, yeah.
Tap. But, yeah, no, it should be good once we get it out.
Awesome. So, it's been a lot of fun. You guys absolutely went off. Is that normal? What we saw tonight from your fans, was that normal?
Honestly, like, especially of late, we've had... a mixture of those fans come to gigs that we played at the Metro, gigs that we played at the Annandale, gigs that we played at Lifehouse and all that kind of stuff. And it's only grown, and these guys keep coming in every single time, and they give it their all, and they're out of control. Yeah. They really are.
I think
are.
They put more effort into it than we do. They're just nuts.
You know, I have to put out the biggest shout out to Tom, because getting up on stage, screaming, he's there day in, day out. If we're playing, he's there, and that guy is probably our biggest fan.
Yeah. He's good for a bit of comedic relief too. He sometimes comes in half a second late, and it's just like, oh, sweet, brutal.
It must be hard for you, Nick. You're up there, you're trying to concentrate on your guitars. Chris is trying to concentrate on his vocals, and you're watching all this go on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just great to see. I do make quite a few mistakes myself, just because I'm too busy getting into it and checking out the crowd and just being like, fuck yeah, caught in the moment. But yeah, it's great to see a crowd react like that. Always good to look up and see a little circle pit going on. It fills you with some kind of pride that you can't really describe.
As a front man, I feed off that, you know what I mean?
That's what you want.
Exactly right. And those guys that were at the front today, that were powering as hard as they could, and that drove our band to play as pretty much as hard as we could, you know. And, you know, we've only got them to thank. And we've got also, obviously, yourself for freaking bringing us here. Thank you, Eric.
It was great to see some new faces in the crowd too, rocking out. Sweet people we've never met before. Yeah, once again, you can't really describe that feeling. It's good.
Awesome. So, guys, good luck with the rest of the year, and we will keep in contact. And, of course, when you guys get the EP done, we'll hear it here on ERK-FM Metal Monday.
Awesome, awesome. Looking forward to it.
Mate, it's always a pleasure freaking hanging out with you, I tell you now. Thanks, bro. Yeah.
We're going to have to do it more often, bro, seriously.
Well, absolutely, dude.
Not every 6 months.
Not every 6 months. If you want to hang out every weekend, I live out. No, it's all good.
Northern Beaches, he doesn't want to come out that way. We're all snobs.
That's all good. Chris, Nick, Gutter Tactic, thanks, dudes.
Thanks, Eric. World needs more of you.
Ooh. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they no friends of mine. We can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. We can act like we come from out to this world, well, and the real one far behind. We can dance, that's I. We can go where we want to, the night is young and so am I. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our fight, and surprise it with a victory cry. We can act if we want to. Nobody will. You can act real rude and totally removed. I can act like an imbecile. Sigh. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing every bone to bow. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hearts. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody's taking the job. And mine. As long as you abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. Say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing it for bow to bow. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your heart. We can dance, everybody's taking the job. Safety dance.
dust to fade. There's nothing you can do. Leave all your mess behind and see tomorrow.
It's been a long afternoon and a long night. It's been a very long and enjoyable night. And with me, we have two members of Foundry Road. We have Brattles on drums. Hey, Brattles.
Hey there.
And we have guitarist Scotty. G'day, Scotty.
Hello, Eric.
It's been a long day, dudes. You guys were on last. What does a day like this mean for you guys?
Oh, damn right. You know, drinking up, enjoying the other bands. Smoke and Mirrors were fantastic. Vanity Riots, Gutter Tactic, Hard as Nails. It was an all-star lineup. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, beers, shots, had an awesome time listening to awesome music. As Brad just said, just each band tonight, today, just absolutely kicked ass, just put on an awesome show. So, you know, raised the bar pretty high for us to finish off the night, but awesome time, a lot of fun.
So the last time that I probably spoke to you guys on the podcast would have been Deadfest here at the Valve, and then afterwards you had the club-led Hard Rock and Women of Rock and Metal, where you guys got in the spirit and dressed up. What have you guys been up to lately? I know you've been doing some working on some new material and stuff.
Yeah, we're I think we've almost finished off the fourth track, and we're going to be writing the fifth very soon. So that's going to be going towards a release next year, which is going to be good. Get another thing out. So yeah, that's going to be a bit of fun.
Lots of gigs. I know Deadman last week took his around to here and also to Canberra. How was that?
Yeah, we had a show ACT just 1 week ago. Great turnout up in the ACT. Yeah, word must be getting out, so it's a really good feeling just to see people and also bringing a crowd down from Sydney, which was just, you know, you just get floored seeing that kind of things.
There was some epic crowd action tonight.
Oh, tonight was going off. Like, the guys from Gutter Tactic really set it up for us, and they really whipped the crowd into shape, and, you know, it just continued from there. And, you know, I'd look up from when I was doing my drum bits from time to time and just see people going off their heads. So that's a really good show. That's a really good sign for us. You know, people enjoying the music and, yeah, really getting into the spirit of it and supporting, you know, the local scene, which is what we all want to, you know, put life back into.
So, yeah, if you had to name one highlight, I know it's hard, especially for you, Bradles. You've been here since, you know, doors open.
Yeah. Oh, God. How to combine all the names into one. Smoke and Vanity, Gutter, Hard, Foundry. Road. No, it was really good. You know, as I said before, every band this afternoon has been star stellar. Yeah, it's been a fantastic afternoon.
Which has been absolutely awesome. And a favourite song of mine, well, you know, there's no Foundry Road songs that I hate, let's put that out there. But my favourite song, and there was a bit of comedy involved, Safety Dance.
Yeah, it's a song we haven't played in quite some time. So Brad, Simon and myself just got together today, you know, kind of touched off on that a little bit. Make sure there was no drummers playing it tonight for you. And yeah, thankfully it all came out pretty well. Sounded, I don't know, I think it was the best we played it, actually.
Yeah, I think it was good. Yeah. I think it was good. We'd attempted to play it before. We had a gig up at Maitland, and
that was the last time we played it, too.
Yeah, yeah, we're playing with Matt McIntyre from Cerebral Contortion. Hey! What do they say? War or... No, I can't remember. But anyway, we tried to play Safety Dance, and we got, like, two verses in, and we're just like... Where's the rest? Yeah. I think Matt led us astray, actually. Explain.
Yeah, that clown boy.
That guy. We'll blame him anyway. He's not here, so.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
That and the bass player. You can never rely on bass.
So what's coming up for you guys? More working on the new material? More gigs?
Well, Simo's going away for like a month in September, so...
Simo's getting married.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. At least he's got a good girl. So I think the plan is that we'll continue writing stuff and he'll just come back and just play the one note for, you know, whatever songs we write.
I've got the US next month as well, so I'll be out for 2 weeks. Yeah. But yeah, definitely, I think Foundry Road will be turning the focus onto songwriting and getting prepared for the next recording, which will definitely be out next year.
And I think there's going to be a big summer coming up.
Yeah, hopefully. If we get this writing and demoing done and into a state that we're happy with it, then, you know, it's not unfeasible that we'll hit the studio later this year and, you know, try and really nut out these tracks to get them down and out into your hot little hands.
Awesome. So, guys, thanks for everything. I was only thinking during your set, this time last year, I was going around Europe with the Foundry Road shirt. You know, I spent my actual birthday in London last year. This well and truly beats it music-wise. I don't know what I'm actually going to do on the date of my actual birthday because I've pretty much felt like I've had it tonight, and it's all the bands that have helped that. So thank you to all the bands. Thank you to you guys, all the other bands, and also Jen from Roadie Entertainment, Greg from The Valve. Couldn't have done it without everybody, and thanks to the crowd it came as well.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. Thank you to Jen, thank you to Irk, Greg, the fans. You've all been great. You know, you've really shown everybody the support that we need to get this Sydney scene thriving again. So cheers.
Everything Brad just said, and again, big thank you to you, Irk. Just your support for the scene means a lot to us. Yeah. And every other band that played today and countless others. So thank you, keep it up, man.
No worries. This brings us to an end of Irk FM Metal Monday episode 48. Now, who wants to tackle my shirt to finish up the end of the episode?
Go, Brattles. Pick one.
Ikke heter Meg, Fordige Metal.
Heter int Meg, Everson Jack Metal.
Don't hate me. Because I'm metal. Good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening, and thanks to everyone. Irkstock. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
If you are standing still, then you are not celebrating Irk's birthday. That's as far as it fucking goes. So bring it forward and bang your fucking head.
We will survive the takeaway. Fuck.